Here's a thought I'll title, Seeing in Sixes, Road Edition. Yesterday, I mentioned that I'm heading out. As a matter of fact, I'm already on the road, so you're hearing a pre-recorded Here's a Thought. I'm on the road for the next 2 months, and I'll still keep doing Here's a Thoughts every day. So I guess you're invited as an armchair traveler to go with me on this trip from upstate New York to the West Coast to photograph in Oregon and Colorado, a trip I'm anticipating will be roughly 12,000 miles or so, and will take me through almost the end of October, so 2 months on the road. It's going to be a great trip, and punctuated by a couple of speaking engagements in Portland at the Photographic Society of America, and down in Durango, Colorado at the Horizons Photography Conference, October 2 through 5. Looking forward to seeing some of you there, and having a great time to photograph in southern Colorado in the fall. Because I've been so involved in planning this trip for the last couple of weeks, I wanted to share with you a little twist in that planning that I hadn't anticipated. Of course, road trips always require a lot of planning. There's routes to be determined, where you want to go, gear to sort out what you want to take, and of course, reservations that have to be made. But do you notice anything missing from that? No, it's not a determination of subjects to be photographed, which is what I often refer to as destination location photography. If you want to photograph Half Dome, you got to go to Yosemite. So that's a predetermined subject that you want to photograph. But what if you don't have a predetermined subject? What's the photographic strategy? Well, the two most common ones that are always talked about and seem to be the two default ways of thinking about going out in the world and photographing is, one, looking for that spectacular, fantastic, five-star, super winner of an image that are often associated with really spectacular places. Again, national parks and those kinds of places that offer unbelievably gorgeous photographic opportunities. That's one approach, and lots of photographers do that. We all do that, as a matter of fact. I enjoy that kind of photography as much as the next photographer. But if you think it through, the destination of those kinds of images are hanging above the fireplace, matted and framed on the wall. And that's great. That's the destination that those photographs ought to have because they're so wonderful, because we enjoy seeing them every day. But I've talked on numerous occasions about an alternative method that isn't trophy hunting in that regard, but rather gathering assets, where we just go out and allow ourselves to respond to anything we see without any particular objective in mind. The idea being that when we get back home and we're looking at our images in Lightroom or contact sheets in the wet darkroom, that we can then make some decisions about what we want to produce from those assets that we've gathered, maybe a small project of one kind or another. And I've done a lot of those kinds of projects, and I enjoy doing them, and it's always a thrill to find a project buried in my Lightroom catalog that I didn't even know existed until I caught a glimpse of the thread that holds a group of images together as a defined project. So that's the second method, trophy hunting and gathering assets. But that's not the only way to go out photographing. And what has occurred to me in preparation for this particular trip is an alternative strategy that I'll be experimenting with. In addition to trophy hunting and gathering assets, it's not that I'm not going to do those, but I'm adding a third approach to photographing in the field that I think is going to be a lot of fun. And it's all related to the Seeing in Sixes project, and those four volumes of Seeing in Sixes projects that we published a while back. The Seeing in Sixes idea continues to inspire me for some reason. I think it's because in my heart I love photography storytelling. And I've talked about how that's not the same thing as a narrative. I wish I had a better word than storytelling, but it's putting together a group of images that relate to one another, that reinforce one another, that expand the interpretation beyond the six images that are presented. That is to say, when viewers connect the images and the interstices between the photographs, Seeing in Sixes is a fabulous way to explore the world. Well, What if we did that on purpose? That is to say, what if during the course of this 2 months that I'm out on the road, what would it be like if every time I pulled out my camera because I saw a trophy shot or I wanted to gather an asset because it caught my eye, what if instead I shifted gears and tried to purposely turn that into a seeing in sixes kind of project? Expand my vision a little bit. Look for alternatives. See if I can find the narrative, the story, the connection, the thread that could hold images together into a seeing in sixes kind of project. That is to say, instead of discovering seeing in sixes in our Lightroom catalog, what if we set out to make seeing in sixes specifically, purposefully, to tell a little more of an expanded story of what we're photographing already anyway? All kinds of questions pop up, not the least of which is, how do you make a number of photographs of a particular subject or a place without becoming repetitious? That becomes a challenge. Can I develop a title and an idea when I'm in the field and then shoot to fit the idea and the title? That's something lots of photographers do all the time. But those of us who wander the landscape looking for trophy shots and just gathering assets don't necessarily think in those terms. I want to challenge myself to think in those terms. I know I'll need more than 6 images because not every one of them is going to work perfectly well. So when I work an area, a theme, a subject, a location, a kind of light, how many do I really need to photograph in order to come up with 6 images that could be edited to a finished product? Can I do that in 10 compositions? Does it require 20? Do I have to do 100? How do the logistics of that work when I'm out in the field? What's required if the objective is a 6-image project before you even pull out the camera? That's what I'm going to be experimenting with during this next couple of months on the road, is every time I stop to make a picture, I'll be thinking about how do I create a seeing in sixes project out of whatever it was that caught my eye, be it a spectacular landscape or a little bit of detritus by the side of the road. Can I think in terms of seeing in sixes before and during a photographic session so that I can return at the end of the trip a couple of months from now and maybe have a bunch of seeing in sixes projects that are just waiting to be polished and wrapped up? Of course, it's always possible I'll fall flat on my face, but you remember what they say, even those people who fall flat on their face are at least moving forward.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.